You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! It is cold out, Todd.
I was really, maybe not surprised by it, but
that wind.
Oh my gosh.
12 to 14 mile an hour gusts from the north.
Northeast at 13.
Thank you.
Nice job.
It is one of those. Is it just me, or has the wind been a big factor over like the last month or a few weeks or something?
Yeah, at least the last week, because we had that really warm day last
week.
That's what
I mean. Forget the temperature, it's that wind.
Yeah.
What is up with that? I mean, like crazy. It's 38. It does not feel 38 outside in Green Bay right now. 37 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. That wind is coming from that northeast, and it is coming strong right at you. Forecast. You say it.
Rain changing to snow later on.
I can't say that word. Do it again.
Rain changing to snow later on, about 38 degrees.
Hate to be Debbie Downer on a Tuesday morning, but it is nasty cold out there right now. Even though it's 38 degrees, that wind is nasty. It is Let's Laugh Day.
We'll do a little bit of that this morning.
I think that would be a great day. We're having Mike Pritzel come in. We got Jeff Norgard coming in. We were talking. So I was talking to Norgie last. Oh, by the way, have you ever done this?
God.
Have you ever called the wrong person?
I have not, but I know that even Jim has done that.
And you have
too.
A conversation with them for a while until you both realize.
Wrong one?
Wrong one.
Who are you trying to, you're trying to call Nurgi?
No. Well, kind of. I was trying to call Ben Berlowski.
Okay.
Who was a great player for UW Green Bay.
Yeah.
And what we want to talk about is, and Mike is coming in, and this is something maybe we're. You know, it's a small little world, UW Green Bay basketball or whatever. But I thought today was an important day, okay, historically, for UW Green Bay basketball, okay? So Mike, of course, was the mascot for UW Green Bay when I was play-by-play.
Yeah.
On this day, we're in Ogden, Utah, 1994. We had just, and I say we, and sometimes, oh, wait, why did you play? Trust me, when you travel with a basketball team and you're involved with that, it's a we. Because if you lose, with Dick Bennett, this actually used to happen. If we lost a game and it was a bus trip,
yep.
After every game, everybody got a pizza. Like Pizza Hut pizza. Everybody.
Absolutely. Picked, okay? Yeah.
And I was in the second seat. Everybody sat in the same place all the time. So I was second seat behind the bus driver.
Okay.
So we pick up the pizzas and they'd all be in that seat behind us. If Coach Bennett was mad, nobody could eat for like 40 miles or whatever. So you're sitting there. I'm sitting there starving. These pizzas, I got 20 pizzas in front of me smelling so delicious, and I was not allowed to have a piece of pizza.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So when I say we, I mean we, because you all, you know, went through the same type of thing.
Was it just because he was in a bad mood and you didn't want to go there, or because he literally said nobody's eating?
He literally said nobody's eating.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So when I say we, so what I'm saying is on this date, basically, in 1994, all right, we were in Ogden, Utah, and the day before my greatest birthday I ever had in my entire life, which was Monday, basically, we played California with Jason Kidd, and we beat them, which is the best moment in UW Green Bay basketball history, okay? Well, then we had an off day, and then the next day we played Syracuse, and nobody realizes, we all talk about, Green Bay fans always talk about the California game, knocking off Jason Kidd and Gary Gresh doing such a phenomenal job. Guarding Jason Kidd, who was one of, I think, the top five players taken in the NBA.
Right.
Well, then the next game was against Syracuse, okay? Which was, nobody talks about this game. They had four guys that played in the NBA on that team. Four guys that went to the NBA. And we lost by, like, two. We had an unbelievable thing where Ben Berlowski drove the baseline, goes up for the layup, puts in the shot, And we all thought it was going to be an and one, basket and one. We got the lead with like 30 seconds left.
Right.
And they called an offensive foul on him. Yeah. And it was just, oh, like devastating, okay?
Wow.
So I wanted to get a hold of Ben Berlowski.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I called Ben B. on my phone.
And I would think, more than likely, it would be Ben, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we talk, hey, could you come on at like 7 tomorrow? We're going to talk about the Syracuse game. Well, I'm bringing my kids to school. Oh, I didn't know your kids were that young, Benny. Well, could we talk, what did you want to talk about again? The Syracuse game. Remember you had that layup on the baseline? They come. John, I don't know what you're talking about. And I realized it was a guy you used to write, Ben Bartolozzi. A major real estate guru in town.
Oh, God.
But instead of Ben Berlowski, it was Ben Bartolozzi.
Did you both, like, admit that that's
then what we both said,
gotcha.
Oh, and I used to work with Ben. I was his marketing guy and an agent for him in real estate.
Yeah.
So I'm telling him the whole story, and it was just that hesitation. Okay, Syracuse. I'm like, don't you remember? You ever feel, how dumb can a person possibly feel? More so than that, when you're calling the wrong person and you just talk like 5 minutes before you both realize the wrong conversation, wrong person.
But you both admitted it on the phone. And then did you have a conversation after that just to kind of catch up?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
And that was really awkward.
Right.
I mean, like, really awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you should start putting people's full names.
I know, but I don't. You can look at my phone bank.
I've seen your phone bank.
I know. And it's every word, nicknames.
And names misspelled. And, and sometimes you'll hand me your phone and go, call this person. And I'll look at it. And the name doesn't even recognize, you know, nothing close to their actual name.
I know. Yes. Ooh. So who's the baby seal next to you?
Ryan got a haircut too, apparently.
I guess. You did it too?
I didn't do what he did, but yeah.
What do you mean you didn't do what he did?
So he didn't do the St. Baldrick's.
Oh,
he
just went for it.
He got a haircut, and I think he got it, you know, kind of like when it happens to you every once in a while, they take a little more off than you wanted to.
Oh, I see. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, Todd, you and I basically grew up with the same parents.
Yep.
We grew up in the same household.
Right.
I mean, I've never met a person whose similarities, whose mom would put in less than half of the sugar for Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Very few chocolate chips in the cookies to make it last as long as you possibly can.
Right.
Okay. Soon as school was out, they would make me get the shortest haircut possible because you didn't need hair for summer vacation.
Yeah, and you wouldn't get another haircut before school.
It would last almost to the end of school or the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? You know what I grew up with? This, like, honest to God, I even thought about this the other day. So I got Hulu or one of those channels, I don't know, but they have the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, man, that's good.
When they're in Floyd's Barbershop, they've got that poster up of the different Brill creams for the different haircuts.
Yeah.
It's the exact same hair. That's the exact same poster, the very same poster that Vito Bertuzzi, who was my barber, had hanging that I would look at when I'd get my haircut. It was the exact poster. It was the guys with the flat top and the shorter hair, like your.
With Ryan here?
What Ryan has for Brill cream.
Wow.
Same exact poster.
And what was your barber's name?
Vito Bertuzzi.
No, being a barber, is that all his business was? Because it sounds like a name where he had a little action on the side. Did your mom ever give you a bowl cut?
No, my mom never cut hair.
My mom did that.
A lot of my friends did, and you could always tell.
Yeah.
Because it would be a little bit longer on top and then really short on the sides.
Yep, and then that straight line across your bangs.
There was a guy, and I don't know, I've got this weird thing. I've got a really weird, weird thing about old TV shows, and you guys know that, okay?
Yep.
They played a big factor in my life. But even when I was older, I was in college. No, I was working. I used to love the Bob Newhart show, the one where he was like an innkeeper in Vermont or New Hampshire or someplace.
Right.
Okay. Yep. Remember the three brothers? I'm Larry. It's my brother. Darryl's my other brother.
Right.
Remember the one? He's the black-haired guy. He was like a little bit bigger. Where it was it was almost like Moe from the Three Stooges.
Right. Or that. Or Alfalfa, because he had that little piece sticking up.
That you can always tell when their mom cut their hair, because that's what those guys always looked like. It would be really short on the side, but then the top was just this carrot top type thing. Yes.
We got a couple of texts coming in.
First of all,
Todd from DePere says, that's not the only time Mino has done that. I fell victim to this. I think you called Todd and DePere when you're trying to call me one day.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
Sarah says, I want to hear about Mino's grievance against the foreman.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to hear that story?
I do, yeah.
It's not a good story to tell early in the morning. It's so bizarre.
Okay.
Okay, but it's amazing the people that are involved in this. Okay? By the way, we got some other text. Terry, what are you talking about? First of all, UW Green Bay men to only play 3 games at the Resch next year?
Wow.
They're moving to the Crest?
Maybe, huh?
I did not know this. Ryan, I missed this. Yes. I didn't hear it. Your little intern is nodding his head. Not that he knows anything, but he's still nodding. Tell me about this. What do you know, brother?
I don't know much about it. Jim just texted me last night saying that most of the games are going to be at the Crest Center next year.
Wow. I did not see this. Wow. Okay. We got to talk about that because we got Mike Pritzel coming on to co-host today. Mike was the, as I mentioned, the mascot for UW Green Bay. And beyond that, he was big. He was like almost like promotions director of UW Green Bay back in the day. Got other texts, 2 to 4 inches of snow and 40 mile an hour winds tonight and tomorrow. Happy first day of spring. It just feels like it out there, doesn't it?
It's cold.
It? Wow.
It's really cold.
Got another text here. My parents would make me get a Johnny Unitas haircut at Giver's Barber Shop in West Pier. That you're exactly right about that. And that poster in the Andy Griffith Show, it was that total flat top that Johnny Unitas had. That's what's in the poster for Brill Cream. Because it would make your hair stand up.
Right. My uncle had that haircut.
Really? Yeah. But it was a really popular hair. It wasn't like dorky back then.
No. It was kind of like, cool.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the style.
We just got a text in. Ryan Wing from Fox 11. Messaged on X last night. Surprising news for Green Bay's men basketball. They'll play 3 games at the Resch Center next year, taking on the Phoenix. I'm sorry, it was just someone at the Phoenix, but yeah, 3 games at the Resch.
That's okay. Can I just say this? That's incredible, and it's overdue.
Yeah.
I mean, why have a facility like that? When Jim and I went to that one game this year, that was postponed because the scoreboard didn't work or whatever.
Right.
I was sitting there, and it's like, oh my gosh. And I'm going back to the days when I would do it at the old Brown County Arena, and it'd be 6,500 people, and it was standing room only, and like the fire marshals had to like regulate because there were so many people there that was over capacity, and the atmosphere was mind-boggling. And I was sitting there getting ready for that game, and it's like, what happened to Green Bay basketball? The atmosphere they have was incredible. And I've been all over the road for other, and it's like we got the best atmosphere in the country,
yeah,
of mid majors, not like Duke or somebody, of mid majors. What happened? So I'm glad they're moving out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Better atmosphere. Anyway, we got a great day today. We got Mike coming in. We got Jeff Nordgaard coming in. We got just some really great guests. We're going to have a fun time. And if you're bringing your kids to school, I'm not kidding. Dress them like it's January.
You're right about that.
It is nasty cold. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor. The Mayor, has anybody heard from him?
Ryan did, right?
Ryan, what'd you hear?
Is he having a good time?
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He's having a great time.
How did that go with that incident he had at the shuffleboard with those people? Did you say anything about that?
Never heard about that.
Oh, you didn't? He got in a big fight with somebody playing shuffleboard on the cruise ship, and I guess he was detained, and they're going to, like, drop him off in, like, Haiti or something like that. You didn't hear about that? No. Oh, yeah. He got all over a guy that's, like, his puck. Is it called a puck in shuffleboard?
I think so.
It was, like, on the line, and he said it wasn't, and they got into it, and, yeah. I guess he threatened to throw somebody overboard. Like, he had the person, like the golfers, you know, from the Love Boat had to, like, grab him and stuff like that. And, yeah.
Poor Donna. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with Donna because they're not going to take her, obviously.
No,
they're not
exactly
going to detain her at all because she's a lovely person.
Yeah, but it was, like, international. What's the thing in Europe? It's the Interpol or something? What's the worldwide police?
I don't know.
Always have those sirens. I always thought those were better sirens than we had. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about the beater?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are cool sirens. Yeah. So I guess he was detained. I don't know if they took him off the ship or not. So we're going to wait and find out with the incident he got in there.
Maybe he'll text us today and let us know how it's going. Donna, what's going on over there?
Let us know. So anyway, Forecast, I mentioned rain changing to snow, high of 38. Got a text here, winter, please go away. That's from Mark. Today is March 19th. It's Let's Laugh Day, as we mentioned. Chocolate Caramel Day, Nurses Day, Anonymous Giving Week. I'll tell you what. I got to tell you something. Nurses Day.
Absolutely.
One of those should be every day.
Yeah.
I can't think of a tougher job. And I know the pay is good now. But, man, that's a tough job, what they do.
And do you know any nurses?
My sister-in-law passed away a couple of years ago from Alzheimer's. She'd been a nurse. And big time. I mean, at Cook County Hospital in Chicago and all these really big-time places. And she'd tell me stories about what they went through. And I'll tell you, I have all the respect in the world for nurses.
And doctors kind of get the credit for everything. Yeah. But in general, who do you see the most, right?
They were treated like crap by doctors.
Yeah. I think that happens a little bit even today. Still. But, you know, nurses really are the ones who take care of you from start to finish. You see the doctor for what, 5 minutes a day or whatever?
Yeah. The nurse does so much. All the respect in the world. Anybody out there wants to give a shout out to anybody that they're friends with or whatever, nurses, please text us. How do they text us, Todd?
They can text us by downloading the Civic Media app, choosing WGBW or WISS, and then in the lower right-hand corner. Also, starting next week, we have a text-to-win contest coming again for a shot to win a Verlo mattress set and also various prizes, including brewer tickets and $100 cash, all that, starting next week. So if you haven't downloaded that app yet, you definitely want to do that.
Verlo is doing that?
Verlo is doing that.
I got to tell you something. In all my years in radio, one of the best sponsors I've ever had in my entire lifetime is Verlo Mattress.
I believe it.
Ever. They are so good. Jeff LeMay over there is such a great guy. He has helped out. You have no idea how many veterans he has helped out. I had one veteran friend who actually had on this show. It was a terrible story. Serves in Iraq, paratrooper in Iraq, comes back unscathed, not wounded, and gets down at Fort Bragg. Gets run over, hit and run driver.
Oh, wow.
Leaves him paralyzed. Okay. He's worked his way back. We built a house for him. I got people listening. Actually, Cowboy Dave.
Yep.
Cowboy Dave.
Is that the picture there?
That's the picture. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Cowboy Dave, who stops in here every type of whatever we got going, charity, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Cowboy Dave was there every day and helped physically build this house. And Jeff donated one of those beds that was so cool. It was the kind that you push the button and it elevates and it lifts you up. That was Jeff LeMay from Verlo Mattress Factory Store. I cannot stress more about what a great human being Jeff LeMay is. He's the owner of the Verlo Mattress Stores around here. That's awesome that he's donating that. Andy Reid is 67 today. Okay, Andy still needs to lose a couple.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, there's a guy who looks like a walrus, doesn't he?
Yeah, totally looks like a walrus.
I'm not saying that I'm a beautiful person by any means, but...
Yeah. No, but with your head shave, you look like a baby walrus.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean that in a good way.
Appreciate that. Oh, yeah.
A really good way,
baby
Todd.
Walrus, don't they get... No, baby seal is what you said, right?
Well, I know, but...
Because they get clubbed.
I didn't want to say that. Actually, your little intern right there, he looks clubbable.
He looks close.
You, I'd be afraid. You'd be like, oh, he might gnaw your ankle off.
Yeah.
But him, he could be clubbed to death easy. Don't you think?
Well, at times maybe he needs to be.
Yeah.
I'll just say it that way.
Yeah, but you, it would be like, oh, he's going to, yeah, I don't mess with you. You're too nasty looking. Bruce Willis, 70 years old. Glenn Close, 78. Glenn Close could do any movie, anything.
Absolutely.
But you still got to remember her bullying the rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's right. The rabbit died.
Boiling the rabbit. You ever boil a rabbit, Mike? Did you do that in Nepal or wherever the hell you were?
I have never boiled a rabbit.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah.
I'm not afraid to boil a rabbit.
No, I'm not either. Anyone you know what the over under is for how many times Jim asks people on the cruise ship, do you know who I am?
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
That's funny.
Got over here, John. I just got a text from Jim. Weirdest thing, he came down with scurvy.
and I actually heard something on the way in.
Yeah, what'd you hear?
They confiscated his passport and his visa.
Wow.
And he will not be back for a while.
I was wondering if that was going to happen.
You know, that temper gets away on him.
He's nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I suspect that they would have a lot of fun with the mayor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
When they we should have called ahead and just say, hey, can you give this guy some crap for us?
Yeah. Right?
We should have done that.
We should have found somebody on the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, hey Johnny.
Hi, Mike.
Do what you would say. What's what he would say if he was detained.
I'm mayor. Title Town. Remake. I'm friends with the former guy. I'm friends with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones. I can call him.
Yeah. I wonder if they charge to park that ship, too.
You know, good point. Sting it through his little bag for quarters. I got a quarter in here someplace. Let me dig. Mike Pritzel in the house. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So hey. I was telling you probably, if you're listening, I had one of those moments yesterday. It's like, did I just become a really old guy? Or then I thought, no, I could have done this 30 years ago, too, where I tried calling Ben Berlowski, and I called Ben Bartolossi. And for 5 minutes, we had a conversation with neither one of us knew what we were talking about. So I wanted Ben on, who is a great friend of both of ours who played for Green Bay, to talk about what happened on this day 31 years ago that you were a very instrumental part of.
Instrumental, I'm not sure, but I sure.
Well, you were in the trenches, put
yes,
it that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We got Norgi coming up at the top of the hour. Mike Schmidt and Dusty Rhodes. Remember Dusty Rhodes, the wrestler? That's not that Dusty Rhodes.
No, not that Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, talk about girls, FC girls soccer heading to Orlando for the national championship. Tori and John Kramer from the Press Times. Jason Mansmith, Thrasher Opera House in Green Bay, eats for the arts. Fun stuff. Mike Pritzel in the house. Mine on the mayor. Back after this. We will rock you.
Sing it. We... For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Police Department reports a 1.58% reduction in overall reported offenses in 2024. They say there was a significant decrease in property crimes and fewer crimes against society. Now, crimes against persons, however, rose by 18% compared to 2023 numbers, specifically in the areas of aggravated assault, simple assault, and kidnapping abduction. Good news in crimes against persons comes in the homicide numbers, showing a decrease of 67%, and shots fired cases, which are down 37% in the city of Green Bay. North Greenville Elementary School was put on lockdown Tuesday morning when a police chase moved to the wooded area at the rear of the school. Outagamie County Sheriff's officials say they were initially called to a hit-and-run crash on Highways 76 and 15 in Greenville. One of the vehicles fled and was seen pulling into the area near North Greenville Elementary. The driver exited the vehicle and fled on foot to the wooded area. Officers from multiple agencies responded and used drone resources and canine officers to track and eventually arrest 27-year-old Joshua Lee Howard of Hortonville. Officials say the investigation is continuing. Meanwhile, another new Wisco school was placed on lockdown Tuesday. This time, it was in Winneconne, where Winneconne Elementary was placed in a soft lockdown while Winneconne police executed a search warrant nearby. The occupants of the residence were known to have firearms. The lockdown was immediately lifted once the residence was secured. About 50 used syringes and drugs were found in the residence. Police arrested a 44-year-old Winneconne man on possession of methamphetamine, THC, and drug paraphernalia. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. The mayor once again detained on his international cruise somewhere in Haiti is the last we heard. Try to get an update on that because of the shuffleboard incident. As we mentioned, shout out to the Nurses Day. It is Nurses Day. Please text us and let us know. Give us a nurse to shout out to. I got a text right here. I think it was from Terry. Shout out to the nurses at Urology Associates of Green Bay. They are awesome. All the respect in the world for the nurses at Urology Association of Green Bay. Hope I never have to go to the Urology Association of Green Bay. But if I do, it's good to know the nurses here are awesome. That's like stuff, right?
Yeah, that's stuff.
Okay. Also, Mino, ask Mike if he remembers Mike getting into with a fan of Youngstown State at the Brown County Arena. Come to find out the guy's son played for Youngstown. I know this story. I know this exact story. It was at the holiday tournament because the dad came up and gave me crap afterwards, too. GB hit a three-point shot, I think it was. Devontae Blanks, if I'm not mistaken, at the buzzer to beat Youngstown. And real controversial with some calls that were made at the end of that game. It was the holiday tournament because Youngstown was not in our conference at the time. We can talk about that, but
well,
you get into it with a lot of people though.
On occasion, yeah.
You were an easy target.
Well, yeah.
Being the mascot, you're an easy target.
I enjoyed what I did, and I didn't have a lot of rules. So especially at the arena,
in those days, yeah.
And there weren't a lot of rules. And one of the really cool things, at least I thought, was when I was the mascot, I spoke. So I talked. So especially for little kids and things like that, I thought it was important
because
you didn't. It was a very goofy looking mascot.
I got to tell you something. Do you remember the time we were going to do a story for the coaches show? I used to do the TV show, Coach Bennett or Coach Heidemann show. And I was going to do a story on the Chancellor was going to be the mascot for one half, mm-hmm. Mark Perkins. We're going to do the story. And he got a panic attack type thing. It was so claustrophobic, mm-hmm. he couldn't do it. He said he couldn't breathe.
Right.
So, I mean, that was it sounds funny. Oh, you're the mascot. But that was like a serious thing.
It was.
Wasn't it?
And the thing, and I knew Chancellor Perkins pretty well.
Do you remember that when he was going to try to do it and he couldn't breathe?
Absolutely. And he would come back on occasion at halftime and see what I looked like at halftime. I was drenched in sweat.
I remember.
And so he...
Have you seen that commercial? I don't know if it's for Bud Light or something, or it's the mascot. He's sitting in like the locker room after the game, and he's drinking a beer, and the other opposing mascot comes in.
Right.
And they're both... And that's what you looked like after those games.
It was a lot of fun. The guy from Youngstown State, they deserved everything they got.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, a couple years later, and yeah, I know that sounds terrible, and I'll always be a GB homer, but... John, after my career as the mascot, I had front row seats when we moved into the rec center, and we were right behind the opposing coach's bench.
Okay.
And we kind of got known, much like the section
Section F?
Section F.
Or D or something.
Whatever it was. Yeah, yeah. Those people were incredible at the arena. Well,
just move this a little bit closer.
Okay. Yep. And so... We were a little rude sometimes to the opposing coach.
But you know what? When we would go on the road to different places,
absolutely.
Trust me, the opposing fans were every bit as bad.
Absolutely. But one particular night, we may have had a few beverages. I know it happened once or twice. And the Youngstown State coach, and I can still picture this guy, and he's still an assistant for, I think, Calipari. And we were riding him all night. And I am not kidding you. This is what this guy says to us. He turns and looks at us, and he drops some language. And he says, well, at least I don't live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And everyone started to laugh. You live in Youngstown, Ohio.
Which is
and
the
no
worst
offense,
town in America.
It's one of the worst. But we had a lot of
That's
fun
the
over
only
time.
Town. I mean, I could talk about Chicago, where we... But Youngstown is the only place... Because I'd always like to go for a walk on the day before a game. You know, just kind of love that. And that's the only place where it's like about halfway through my walk. It's like, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going back. I mean, that was a really tough city, was Youngstown.
I believe my retort was, at least we don't live in the armpit of the world.
It was. It was the worst city. It was terrible. But fun times. But anyway, got a text here. I heard that Jim has a new person... boarding the ship that has a cabin next to him. He and the guy are working out their differences. Okay, so we'll try to find out more about that. I got a text here from Ted. Says, Lisa and Mike Pritzel received my vote for the first couple of Green Bay.
Oh, that's nice.
That's very nice.
Wow.
And by the way, you said you were laughing on the way in because of what? What you heard me say? Because our guy Knob always used to write down things Mino and Nikki said.
So I'm 55 years old.
Yeah.
And... lately, I've been getting these things where I hear sentences or phrases that I've never heard in my life. I'm relatively certain I've never heard the following.
you are clubbable in talking about the intern. And, yeah. you know, I'm here. The young intern's a fine-looking young man, very smart, good communicator.
I could club him.
You could, yeah. But you're a clubber.
But okay, but here's what I'm saying. Todd, okay, they got the same haircut, basically. But Todd, you know what Todd reminds me of? I wouldn't club Todd because he reminds me, this is no lie. One time I had my daughters, they go, Dad, there's a cat or something in the garage. It's like, okay. And it went under your workbench. Okay, so I take a flashlight and I go, okay, come on out, kitty. Well, it was a possum.
Oh. So I had, this is going really well.
I had so I took a broom and said, like, I'm going to chase him out of there. And it looked exactly like Todd, except its eyes were red and had like fangs. And I do it, and the possum made the sound like Jim makes a sound. Okay. But with his teeth, look at him like, you want some of this? Okay, bring it on. That's why I wouldn't club Todd. He reminds you of a trapped possum where he would gnaw your ankle off.
You had a story very similar to this, but the first time I heard the story, it was a bat on the sidewalk.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Same thing happened. When I was a kid, this was a bad day. Let me tell you something. This was my first day of Little League.
Yeah.
I'm so proud. And back in those days, they didn't care. They would take an 8-year-old that's 4'4" and put him against a 12-year-old that's 6'1". Okay? Remember the guy I told you about, Todd, that went to prison?
Yeah.
Who was like Scott Farkas? And
yeah.
I harassed him when he had his incident.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah,
that was
right.
mean of me.
Yes. Hey,
I'm gonna go to
quick
hell.
Question.
That's the guy. Hey, Todd, that's the guy whose nickel or whatever I took out of the...
that's right.
In church?
Yeah.
Or I took the...
Yeah.
He didn't deserve a special intention.
Correct.
Hey, were you as athletic then as you are now?
Let me just tell this story.
Okay.
So I was so proud. I'm wearing my Little League uniform. Okay. First, I'm wearing a uniform. VFW. All right. Well, when you're the littlest kid, the youngest team, the kid on the team, they don't care what you... So they gave me a uniform of somebody that would have weighed like 200 pounds. The pants were out like this. The jersey was out like this. But I was still so proud. It's unbelievable. So I'm walking to the game, so proud. It's incredible. And there's a bat on the sidewalk. And I kind of kick it like that, like it just kicked you. And it flips over on me and shows and does that thing that Jim does. That's why Jim reminds me of a rabid bat at times. He goes, that thing snapped at me, this bat. And I've been petrified of bats ever since. And I know it's illegal. And I know why I'm going to go to prison, because I'm going to get charged for killing bats.
Well, the list of reasons why you might go to prison has expanded over the years.
I'm just saying.
But top 10 answers on the board.
Things that will put mine in prison. Good point.
Quick poll. Quick poll.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead. Killing bats? Bing, 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 bing.
That's right.
So anyway, so here's the deal. So that was that day. I'm so proud of myself. Was I on my bike or what? So I pull up, and you know what? These hoods that used to hang out in Nagani. He points to me and goes, hey, VFW. I go, yeah. He goes, does that stand for very fat woman?
Does it? Do you picture that? Do you picture it's like Bad News Bears?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That that timeline, that time frame, how they
look? I was so proud, and that's what he says. So I'll never forget that pointing at me. Yeah. And it was the same guy who that time when I stepped in that rusty nail, and we weren't allowed to wear tennis shoes because we went to the Catholic school. We had to wear, you know, leather shoes
right,
that cost like $4 and they'd fall apart on you and whatever. So my foot was so bad, I almost had like lockjaw from stepping on a rusty nail. I had to go to the hospital. My foot, so I had to, and so I'm wearing one tennis shoe and one dress shoe. Okay. And we get off the bus at the public school with the hoodlums. And the guy goes, hey, kid. Yeah, he goes, did you lose a shoe or find one?
Do we still have that kid, the bad guy's...
Died.
He did. Okay, because that would be a fun thing to look
up. He got beat
up
in prison so bad that he was like in a walker when he was released from prison. True story. He was Scott Farkas from Christmas Story. Yeah. I got a text here from Dave. If John wrote a book about his life, it would be 4,000 pages long. Yeah. But doesn't Todd, can you see Todd as a possum?
As a bat? As a possum? Really?
No, yeah. I didn't come up with that.
They're mean. Possums are one of the meanest animals on the face of the earth.
But they're very important to our...
Thank you.
They are very...
Ecosystem,
mean.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Possums?
So what's really interesting is, so one of the little trips that Lisa and I took was to New Zealand.
Okay.
And when we did that trip, the first of all, the country is absolutely unbelievable.
Why did we talk about New Zealand this week, Todd? What's happening in New Zealand? Let's go to New Zealand. We talked about something. I'll think of it. Oh, yeah. I know. No. I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when we had my Vinici.
Okay.
Dr. Vinici, yes. The veterinarian. He raises stag deers, which is a phenomenal venison.
Beautiful.
Okay? They're from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys we had here yesterday who was on with him says, oh, my buddy is trying to get a hunting license in New Zealand because those are the greatest tasting deer that there are in the world.
And they're beautiful. And but the country doesn't have a lot of animals. They have stag. Okay. They have a ground bat.
That it's the stag that he raises mm-hmm. in Denmark here. But he raises
they
New
have
Zealand stags.
Millions of possums.
Oh.
And they hate them. And they blame the Australians for bringing them over there. And when we were on our trek, they said, if you see a possum, you kill it. And we're like, well, in Wisconsin, we're like, they eat like, I don't know, whatever the number of mosquitoes a day is in the summer to help that. So they may not be pretty, but we're not all pretty, John.
No. So okay, I'm going to go back on something. You're partially correct.
Okay.
Wood ticks.
Okay.
That's what they eat.
Is that what it is?
That's the big thing.
So it's a good thing then.
Yeah. There's, okay, possum, and there's another thing. It looks like a chicken that people get and they put in their yards these days to eat wood ticks. It's a kind of a chicken. It's like a unique chicken.
This is like and a I'm really get, weird weird dream I've never had before this morning. This is just...
What? Well, you were called a possum, for God's sake.
Well, this is like... We go off the rails a lot on this show, but this is the most railless show we've ever
Somebody's
had.
Somebody's got to let me know, what kind of Hold chicken on. Is that people get that eat wood ticks in your backyard? Because I want to get one. Got a text here. I heard that Milton started drinking and puked on the linens on the cruise ship. I'm not saying yes or no. Mike Pritzler, guest Jeff Nordgaard coming up. We got a lot to talk about back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back, Mind on the Mayor on vacation or incarcerated, wherever he is right now. Mike Pritzler filling in today. As we mentioned, we're going to be talking UW Green Bay basketball. Mike, first of all, I did not see this story. I missed this story last night, but I didn't realize UW Green Bay basketball is only going to play three games. They're talking about at the Resch and the rest at the Crest. You, of course, have been to 1,000 GB games. I've been to 1,000 Green Bay games back when the atmosphere was electric and they lost that. Maybe they'll bring it back being there. What do you think? Let me just say this. I was 100% in favor of building the Resch. Not even a question, okay? But it wasn't built for basketball. It's built for concerts, and even for hockey it's better. It wasn't built for basketball as far as with more of an intimate setting where the fans are on top of you type of thing, where at least the Crest has some of that. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I think you had mentioned earlier that it's the right move. First of all, I have no idea financially or whatever is a right move anything.
It used to be. I mean, we go back to the point where we always used to talk about that. They should play some games on campus. But there was the law, I think it was, you couldn't serve beer. And that was one of the big things because that was one of the big money makers. But now you can, obviously, on campus.
I think in those of us who still feel pretty strongly about the program, our hope and wish would be that we could get 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 people to come to a game.
Okay, wait, I don't mean to interrupt you. My good friend Ruth, whose dad is the 101-year-old World War II vet, that's the people. When I was at his house, he's got the chickens, and Ruth just texted me, and she said, guinea hens. Guinea hens.
All right, so if anybody wants to purchase John...
Yeah, a guinea hen.
A late birthday present, a guinea hen.
Yes.
Would be okay.
I'm going to keep it in my apartment here. I'm going to have on the roof. I'm going to have, it's like, do you ever see the movie, one of the all-time great movies? Todd, I think about you every time I see this movie.
About a possum?
No, I think about Todd. He was a longshoreman. When Todd's going to have his beard, by Monday, Todd will have a full beard again.
Right.
And he wears that cap, that skull cap, and he looks like a longshoreman. And one of the all-time greatest movies, Marlon Brando on the waterfront. Remember that? Rod Steiger, where he was a boxer and Rod Steiger was the mafia guy, but he was his brother. And they're in the back of that car, and he made Marlon Brando's brother take a dive. And he's like, not my night. I could have killed the guy. Not my night. You're my brother. I could have been somebody. I could have been a contender instead of a bum, which is what I am.
So,
but he raised pigeons on his roof.
Is that, that's in black and white?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Eva St. Marie. Let me tell you some. Eva St. Marie, Marlon Brando, Rod Steiger, and who's the guy that had like a bizarre nose? He played the part of the priest.
A bizarre nose?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, his nose broke or split open when he was younger, and it's kind of bulbulous.
What movie was it?
On the Waterfront. You could have been in that movie, Todd, when you wore your skull cap and you got your beard.
Oh, Carl Malden.
Malden, yes. Great movie.
Your memory is
picture of the year, 1956.
But on the weirdest stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But he raised pigeons on the roof.
Okay. Yep.
And so, I want to do that with guinea hens. I want to raise them here on the roof of our complex.
You may have to check with the municipality.
I'm pretty good at checking with municipalities and what I can do.
You are a rule follower.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Back to the rec center. I think we all would love that our men's basketball program could draw 7,000 to 10,000 people. Yeah. At this point, it's not.
It's not going to happen.
Maybe if something turns around, it could happen, but it's not going
to
be.
It won't happen. Mike, I hate to say this. At some point, you got to be. I'm at that age now where I don't give a bleep about whatever.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm just going to say it'll never happen again at Green Bay. And the reason is the NIL. Because if anybody is really good, somebody will outspend them for that guy. It's not like Jeff Norgard and Gary Gresham, that were here for 5 years. You come in as an 18-year-old. You take a year as a red shirt. You mature physically. You grow up. You do whatever. And 4 or 5 years later, you're a 22-year-old man.
Right.
23-year-old man playing college basketball.
But to your point, the atmosphere has to be there. And
exactly.
When we would go to games this year over the last couple of years, well, the rec center is a beautiful facility. Let's make sure we don't – that place, we are so fortunate to have it in our community. But when you're talking college basketball, there's something, and we haven't been able to get students to games for
no, as, terrible.
Actually, since the
arena. And we got is Tori coming in today? Yeah, Tori yes. Wittenbach. Yep. She's a wonderful writer. She played soccer for Green Bay. Phenomenal sports writer for the Press Times. She's going to go big. She's going to be
awesome,
big time. And she says the same thing about how students at UW Green Bay. They just don't want to get in their car in the middle of a winter and drive to downtown or drive to Ashwaubenon and go to the game. It's just not
convenient. They barely walk over to the Crest Center for our top 15 women's basketball program.
I know.
And I don't get it.
When we
30 plus years ago, prior to me being the mascot, we used to stand in line at the arena and sprint from the doors to get to the front row.
It was that one section. It would be on, or would that be the north end?
Correct.
Of the arena. Mm-hmm. And it would be all students. And it was fantastic. It was electric, the atmosphere.
There are some photos, and there's a one particular photo that was on the front page of the Press Gazette. It was the game when they beat Northern Illinois.
Yeah, 91.
And it still gives me chills to look at it.
I agree. Totally agree.
And
that was probably the biggest night in Green Bay basketball history as far as for a home crowd type thing. But the other one that I always remember was, I want to say, was Jeff Norgard's, it was senior night, and they beat Butler, which was a phenomenal basketball team. They beat them in like overtime at the arena, about 6,500 people there. Same thing. Unbelievable atmosphere.
Fun stuff.
I don't know if we'll ever have that back in Green Bay again. I hate to say it, but I don't, with the NIL thing,
right. The
rules have changed. So anyway, but Mike Pritzler, Jeff Norgard is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together, chasing the moonlight, my cinnamon girl.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.